So very consciously taking your seat for this meditation practice. Feeling the ground beneath you as you sit in the posture that you have chosen. And allowing yourself very intentionally to fully arrive. And just as the mind rests in the posture, feeling the body as a grounded support. So perhaps taking a few conscious breaths, perhaps deeper than usual, just to allow yourself to fully arrive in this posture and really to feel the groundedness, the support that exists for you in this moment. And now inviting the mind to rest on the sensations of breathing, picking up on in-breath or out-breath, wherever you happen to find yourself. And as you do so, checking in with the quality of the heart, inviting a quality of kind, loving, compassionate embrace of your life in this moment. Recognizing that this breath is your life. So meeting it with tenderness, kindness, and love. And as a further preliminary to this practice, inviting a reflection or recollection of an intention you bring to this meditation, inviting, cultivating that courageous willingness to embrace the possibility in every moment. What is an intention you bring to this practice? From this place of gathering your intention, now simply inviting a few minutes of resting in the gentle sway of the in-breath, the out-breath, allowing this more gently focused attending practice to support cultivating this muscle of placing your attention where you're choosing at will, and resting your attention there, gathering yourself, concentrating your energies and centering in this moment. And so with mindfulness to the fore, feeling, sensing the foundation in awareness of body, skin, flesh, bones, and elements. Aware of the subtly changing nature of the body in each moment as you breathe in and out. No two breaths quite the same. No two moments of our lives quite the same. So establishing mindfulness in the body is at the same time establishing awareness of this subtle impermanence that is present in the periphery of every moment of our lives. Similarly, establishing mindfulness of feeling tones, noticing as we sit in this moment aspects of our experience that may be pleasant. We gently scan the body from head down through shoulders, arms, hands, torso, sensing into pleasant feeling in the body, down through hips and legs and feet, and aware of this body being pervaded in various ways, perhaps by subtle, pleasant sensations. And now inviting a gentle scan of the body, opening to any neutral feeling tones in the body in this moment. So from the toes and feet, up through ankles and legs, sensing into neutral feelings, feeling tones, up through the torso, shoulders, again, scanning for any places where the predominant feeling may be characterized by neutrality, not particularly pleasant or unpleasant, down through the forearms, hands, and reversing that scan up through now to the neck, the head. And we are aware in these moments of the body being pervaded by neutral feeling tones. And now inviting the scan back down from head to toe, opening up to various potential unpleasant sensations or feeling tones from the crown of the head. And where there are no unpleasant feeling tones, perhaps allowing a bit of gratitude or rejoicing in the sense of the body to the degree we are free from unpleasant feeling tones as we scan down through shoulders and neck region, now through arms, torso, and just breathing in and out to the degree any unpleasant feelings are noticed, bringing love, ease, tending down through legs, bringing the wish for well-being to any unpleasant feeling, the wish for ease as we continue, scan down, just noticing unpleasant, and down through the feet. And we're aware in this body, in this the posture we've chosen, as being pervaded variously by unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, and pleasant feeling. And so opening in this moment to just being aware of whatever feeling tones are arising for you, including especially any predominantly neutral feeling tones. Resting as we breathe in and out in the sense of our being alive throughout all the changing feelings of the moments of our lives. And as we rest in the sense of awareness of various feeling tones, inviting awareness of that quality of mind that can know the different aspects of the body, the sense of the body in this posture, that can know the various feeling tones. So bringing awareness to the mind and its knowing quality. Resting in the mind that can know mental activity in this moment, whether thinking, struggling, and inviting an ease within the knowing mind. So just observing the mind in this moment. Accepting open quality that in time often gives way to a calming experience of mind, and inviting a resting in that. And as we rest in this quality of mind, inviting, again, sensing into the changing dimensions or aspects of our experience of mind, thoughts coming and going, knowing thought in one instant, and knowing the quality of breath in the next, knowing the points of contact between body and floor or cushion or chair. Each of these moments then manifesting the quality of the changing aspect of consciousness itself. The ability to rest awareness or to sense awareness in its changing nature. And as we continue to open up awareness of the sense of change itself, calmly knowing the moments where we are tempted to resist, to be in reactivity to something new, some change in experience. But then opening up and noticing if we're willing to release, relax, we can sense the cessation of clinging, and we can allow ourselves the experience of letting go. And as we do so, moment to moment, we can open up to the quality of equanimity, that sense of the space always present beneath any given momentary experience. The space within which we can hold the moments of reactivity, the moments of delight. Notice the move from wholesome to perhaps unwholesome dynamics of delight, and upon noticing any particular clinging or resisting, inviting just letting go, and then sensing the quality of ease that can come from release, relaxation, and allowing that ease to relax into joy, to feel the concentration, the resting in calm, settled mind that can flow from release and relaxation of any tension, any clinging. So resting in that sense of that quality of concentration, releasing, relaxing into equipoise, equanimity, just being. Resting in the spaciousness that pervades and is right there, able and capable of receiving all that arises and supporting us in the moments where we might need a little extra support. There's always the spacious quality of mind that can accompany us as we move through new invitations, try new things, knowing that this quality of spaciousness is always present, always just a conscious shift in awareness away. This can support us in cultivating the courage, the trust within ourselves that is, I think, really an important manifestation of mindful wisdom that can support us in encountering new opportunities and sensing the full and rich possibility of every moment of our lives. So in these next few minutes of silence, just opening up the sense of the spacious, easeful, equanimous capacity we all have to recognize that change is always present, and that as we are more and more capable of calmly perceiving change, we can also more and more experience our capacity to just be with that which is already changing with a kind of ease, a kind of willingness to let go and to relax into the flow of life with equanimity. Allowing equanimity to give rise to the spaciousness, ease, a sense of the whole within which any single new or different experience is always arising and falling away. The wholeness that is this very life, viewed rightly. And if any challenges arise as we rest in this invitation to keep calmly knowing change, and we'll open up to the invitation of letting go, resting in the spaciousness that can result. If any challenges arise, always invite compassion for your experience, kindness, metta, like shining that quality of sunlight from within, allowing that to pervade your experience. And the rays of that warm sun, that warm embrace of metta, allowing those rays and that radiance to wash away any discomfort or to meet any anxiety that might arise. Allowing the radiance of the compassion, the loving kindness to soften into the joy of this moment, to recede almost like the rising of the moon now into a cool equanimity. Keep calmly knowing change, and keep practicing like this as a deep and deepening support for engaging and embracing in the possibility inherent in every moment of this very life. And when and as you are ready, begin bringing this meditation to a close, opening the eyes if they have been closed, and allowing, inviting a thread of this meditation to accompany into the next moments and minutes of your morning, afternoon, evening, and life. And as always, as you close this meditation, the invitation is to take a few moments to reflect on your experience, reflect on any insights or other experiences, even questions that are coming up for you, as we move through these practices, and in particular as you reflect on the guidance of this session 6. May you be well, may you be at ease, and I look forward to continuing the journey with you from here.